Presenters urge to focus on the role of an acetyl-aspartate in hepatocellular carcinoma. Briefly, an acetyl-aspartate is a metabolite synthesized in mitochondrion by the aspartate and acetyltransferase enzyme, known as NATATEL. Once exported in the cytosol, an acetyl-aspartate can be cleaved by aspartasylase enzyme, known as ASPA, or extruded into the extracellular compartment. An acetyl-aspartate pathway is mainly known for its involvement in myelination, but recent evidences demonstrated that it is modulated also outside the brain or in pathological condition. In particular, NATATEL expression is correlated with the poor prognosis in patients with different types of cancer, including lung or ovarian cancer. In order to dissect the role of N-acetyl-aspartate in hepatocellular carcinoma, we started by interfering with NATATEL expression in hepatocyte line, as you can see in figure 1. We demonstrated that NATATEL downregulation promotes proliferation rate, as demonstrated by direct cell counting. NATATEL downregulation also promoted another feature of cancer cells, that is the migration capability, as demonstrated by wound-healing assay, snail and cadherin expression, and beta-cadherin nuclear translocation. As we know, cancer cells require metabolic rewiring to support their proliferative advantage. Firstly, we hypothesized that our cells could be supported by the Warburg effect. Consistently with this, as you can see in figure 2, NATATEL silenced cells show an increase in glucose uptake and the glycolytic rate, as demonstrated by the increase of protein and activity of X-organism, but extracellular lactate level was not increased. Despite this non-typical Warburg effect, treatment with 2-deoxyglucose, an inhibitor of X-organism, demonstrated that cells silenced for NATATEL required glucose to proliferate. In the figure 3, we determined the fate of glucose in our conditions. The hypothesis that glucose-derived pyruvate could be imported into the mitochondria was discarded, since pyruvate dehydrogenase is phosphorylated and thus inhibited. Instead, increased glucose levels seems to be funneled into the pentose phosphate pathway in NATATEL silenced cells, as demonstrated by the upregulation of glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase expression and activity. In support of this, we demonstrated that NATATEL silenced cells lost their proliferative advantage after the treatment with 6-aminonicotinamide, which is an inhibitor of the pentose phosphate pathway. We then focused our attention also on oxidative metabolism, starting from the analysis of mitochondrial mass and functionality. As you can see in figure 4, despite mitochondrial content is decreased after NATATEL downregulation, they are still functional as demonstrated by the ratio between metatracker red and green, that is a ratio between polarization and mitochondrial mass. In figure 5, we corroborated that mitochondrial functionality was not different in silenced cells. However, NATATEL silenced cells are strongly addicted to glutamine, as demonstrated by a more higher inhibition cell proliferation with respect to scramble, obtained upon treatment with glutamine inhibitor or with glutamine-free medium. In the last figure, the Western blotting demonstrated that NATATEL is downregulated in biopsies derived from hepatocellular carcinoma patients and a mouse model of hepatocellular carcinoma. These results are in agreement with the proliferative effects observed when NATATEL is silenced in vitro. Therefore, we decided to verify whether the opposite occurs when restoring N-acetyl-aspartate levels, and as you can see in figure 6, both the overexpression of NATATEL and the N-acetyl-aspartate exogenous treatment decreased the proliferation rate of hepatocyte line. So, our results demonstrated that NATATEL is downregulated in vivo, both in human and in mouse model. When NATATEL is silenced in vitro, cancer cells rewire their metabolism, supporting mitochondria with the glutamine, while boosting the pentose phosphate pathway that may be necessary for nucleotide biosynthesis and proliferation. Future investigations will be addressed to understand whether N-acetyl-aspartate pathway deregulation could influence the sensitivity to drugs already used against liver tumors.